Okay, we've got some news which has just come in. We were talking before about the Concorde and the sort of investigation. Well, I've got here some news here from BBC Online, the BBC News, bbc.co.uk/news. This is from the Europe section and updated 10:10 GMT. Which is about 10 minutes ago. The Paris court has said Continental Airlines, the American one, was criminally responsible for the crash of a Concorde supersonic jet 10 years ago. It's been fined €200,000, which doesn't seem to be a lot of money, given what it's been sort of found criminally responsible for. It's been ordered to pay €1 million to Air France, the jet's operator. A Continental mechanic has been given a 15-month suspended prison sentence over the crash. Another airline operative and three French officials were cleared. It was in July 2000 when 113 people were killed after the Concorde caught fire shortly after taking off from Charles de Gaulle Airport in Paris. And there was a lot of controversy over who was to blame. So the court has ruled that the crash was caused by a piece of metal that was left on the runway after falling from a Continental jet. Investigators said that this caused a tire burst in the jet, which in turn ruptured a fuel tank. Continental was disputing the interpretation, saying that the airliner, operated by Air France, was already in flames before it hit the small piece of titanium. The trial was supposed to conclude the protracted debates over responsibility for the crash. So I'm sure there will be more information related to this story. You can, according to the BBC, this story is being reported by Reuters, The Telegraph, Financial Times, The Guardian, but they're all sort of old. I think this is the latest. As I say, this was 10:10 GMT. It's now 23 minutes past. So if we get any more sort of news or information, I find this story, I've always loved the Concorde. I've always been a big fan of the Concorde. I think it was a beautiful piece of technology, and it was such a shame what happened. And of course, that led to the death of Concorde. Not to mention the death of the people involved. So it was such a shame. And as I said before, sort of from every angle, on every level, it was such a tragedy. It led to France and British Airways literally cutting up the planes into pieces, and it was such a shame. And well, that will hopefully now be sort of the end of that, and the families of the victims hopefully will feel like a little bit of justice has been done, given the long wait. So a Paris court has said Continental Airlines was criminally responsible for the crash of a Concorde supersonic jet 10 years ago. It's been fined £170,000 and been ordered to pay €1 million, £848,000, to Air France, the jet's operator.